Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the KDWA Prescott Coaches Show. My name is Trey Lauer, and it is that time of year to start talking to some of our fall sports coaches. We had Coach Tim Phillips on with cross country a couple weeks ago, and we're going to talk football today. We got Jordan Hansen on the line with us. Coach, how you been? How was the off season?
Good to be back. It's crazy how quick, you know, you end the school year, and then it's football's here. You know, especially if you do a couple summer contact days and a couple 7-on-7s, and it goes by a blink of an eye, and here we are, a couple weeks out from our first home game.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy to believe. This time next week, we'll be talking about a scrimmage over at Osceola as well, so it's right around the corner. But let's talk about the off season in the summer a little bit. I know, talking with Coach Phillips, he mentioned that there was a relaxation, a little bit of non-contact days and things like that. What was that like for you guys? What were you able to do this summer? And I know you've had some good success at 7-on-7s over the last few years. How'd that go as well?
Yeah, you know, in Wisconsin, they passed unlimited contact over the summer. I think they've had in Minnesota as well for a while now. But, you know, we kind of took it as, you know, we still want our kids to have a summer, and I think all of our coaches here at Prescott are kind of on board with the same thing as, even though that they passed that, we kind of all stayed status quo on what we're going to do and, you know, not overwork kids and, you know, make them choose between sports. So we just kind of made sure that, you know, we weren't doing too much. You know, and you talk to some college football players too, and some of their least favorite times are spring ball, where it's just a grind. You don't get to play a game, you know, or you get to play a game at the end of the year or at the end of the spring against yourself. We didn't really want to turn summer into a spring ball practice or anything like that. We just wanted to make sure our kids are lifting, because if we get in lift and get faster and stronger, that's going to help us in all sports, and you can work on your skills than in season. So I thought we did a good job of that, and not doing too much, and just letting our kids have a summer, and then also, you know, focus on getting faster and stronger in the weight room and come fresh and ready for football in the fall here. So I thought we did a good job in the speed and strength aspect of that. And then we had a few 7-on-7s. I think we did three of them. We did two over in Park Cottage Grove, and then we did our annual one that we did down in Oshkosh for the 7-on-7 state championships. And went really well. You know, we graduated a lot of kids last year, so we got a lot of guys in new roles that are just getting experience. And we got a lot of really good players and really good athletes, but just a lot of the kids that haven't played you know, at that varsity level, or got a ton of varsity snaps. So at Oshkosh, we, in pool play, went 3-0, won a playoff game, and then we got beat. It was actually 0-0, had to go to overtime in semifinals to Darlington. So it was fun. Kids competed hard, and it was hot, that really, really hot that day. But, you know, it was kind of a fun summer, and we just did those few things. We did a week-long camp 2 weeks before our season here started with Holman, and we were able to get a couple contact days with them, and you know, they got a really, really good football team. I think they brought up 120 kids. Wow. And they're gonna have a really, really good squad this year, so that really challenged us, and we got better every single day going against them. So it was a good summer.
And so with that, now practice has started earlier this week. We're talking on Thursday, right before you get ready for a practice. What have the first couple days been like with the guys you've got back this year? That I know you've got some new faces and some returning faces, and obviously you're missing some great players from a couple years. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But what have the first couple days of practice been like?
Yeah, just the kids are excited. You know, starting the season, everyone's juiced up around the state. Getting those first couple practices under your belt. We're doing a little practice structuring a little bit different than we normally have. So we're just figuring that out and getting used to that. But we know we got a lot of our stuff in that week-long camp with Holman. So, you know, the first 2 days here, we just have helmets on. It's just kind of fine-tuning some of those things that we saw and we need to get better at. You know, we'll put pads on today for the first time. You know, kids are going to be even more excited for that too. So it's been a good start, great start. Good group of kids, great group of coaches, and it's going to be a fun go at it this year.
And I know you've talked about it before. You're gearing up for a season where you're not going to have guys that you've had around the program now for 4 or 5 years that have been there since you basically took over the job. How different is that for you, but also how different is that for the team, and who's kind of stepped up and asserted themselves into those kind of authority roles amongst the players?
I think that last senior class did a really good job of setting our culture and just kind of setting the blueprint of what success looks like and how you got to go about your business to get there. And, you know, going into the season, it's kind of, you know, all of our kids kind of just have continued to follow that blueprint, whether it be in the weight room or at practice. So even though that they're gone, their legacy is still living on here, and the way we go about our business is because of what those guys have done. So it's been exciting to see that, you know, kids step up, kids feel confident, you know, through working hard and doing things that those seniors have set our culture to do. And it's just kind of like another season. Kids are stepping up. We got a really good group and feel confident about them. So even though that last group left, they're still with us in some capacity just by how they went about their stuff and start a culture for success here in the future.
So, you know, with a somewhat new and somewhat returning roster, coming off of one of the most successful seasons in a long time for you guys, how do you build off of that and keep that trajectory going?
Every season's just a little bit different. You know, every group's a little bit different. So, you know, we're trying to get better. I mean, you got to get better every single year and do different things to improve your team and to improve your culture. And, you know, we've done that, I think, every single year that I've been here. And it's no different this year. You know, we're doing things different this year than we have in the past that we believe is going to help, you know, move that needle even further in that direction. So continue to learn. You know, we're us coaches trying to be lifelong learners of the sport and continue to get better. We're trying to move that needle, you know, just a little bit more and more every year.
Jordan Hansen, the head coach of Prescott football team, with us here on the Coaches Show on KDWA. So it's a very familiar schedule for you guys as well. You get the second half of the home-and-home with Northwestern, and then you travel to Durand, a team you've started facing off against every year here. Obviously, we know what happened last year when you went up to Northwestern and you beat them rather handily. It also helps this year, I think, too, that you know that you're going to be where you are in the playoffs instead of having to figure out, okay, are we Division IV or are we Division V? You know where you're going to be, and so that makes that first game even more heightened. But talk a little bit about that first game and getting the chance to host them this time.
Yeah, I think them and Durand both will be D5, so it could be two potential playoff games if we're, you know, fortunate enough to make it. One thing with Northwestern, they're just, you know, they live and breathe football up there. So they're going to come down here ready to go. I know they have about 20 seniors on their roster, so they feel pretty confident about their group this year. So it's going to be a really, really good test for us week one to play a physical football team. And we're going to be a little bit green, just having some new bodies out there that haven't seen a lot of varsity snaps, but are, you know, have shown us that they're physically capable of doing some good things. So we're excited to see what we can do week one. And, you know, I think you're going to see this year a football team that's just going to improve every week from us. So, you know, whatever happens week one, you know, hopefully we get another opportunity, maybe to see those guys down the road again. But, you know, we got to earn that opportunity. And, you know, week one's going to be, you know, it's a big game. It's going to set the tone for a season. That's a good group up in Northwestern. That's going to help us get ready for the Middle Border Gauntlet schedule, because this year I think the Middle Border is anyone of the eight teams can win the thing. I think it's very, very evenly up from top to the bottom, evenly matched. So it's going to be a fun season to see where we land.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Was obviously we know the success that Baldwin Woodville had last year, making it all the way to Camp Randall. And then, of course, you guys were in the mix there at the end for the conference title. Ellsworth was really strong last year as well. But as we saw with another team last year in the conference who had high expectations, sometimes things don't really work out the way you want them to. So how do you manage the expectations? And knowing that the conference is wide open this year, how do you kind of, you know you're going to have a team that's going to grow and mature as the year goes on while also chasing a conference title?
Yeah, we just take it one week at a time. That's our goal. Try to get better every single week, and let the chips fall where they may. We're trying to do a really good job this year of making sure that we're as fresh as possible. Throughout the season, last year we had a lot of injuries towards the end of the year, kind of halted our playoff run that we were hoping for, and then getting beat by Baldwin there as well. Just trying to learn from that and how can we get to the end of the year and play our best football, and that's kind of our goal this season. And going D5, we want to make sure that if we're able to make the playoffs, that we can go in fresh and make a run. But it won't be easy, that's for sure. There's not a game in our schedule where you look at and go, that's gonna chalk that one up as a win. It's gonna be probably a four quarter fist fight for a lot of these games on our schedule.
So before you open with Northwestern, you do have a couple scrimmages the Friday beforehand, so a week from Friday, over in Osceola. I believe it's Osceola and St. Croix Central that you're scrimmaging, so it gives you an early opportunity to see some conference foes. What are you hoping to take away from those scrimmages into that Northwestern game?
Yeah, we actually scrimmage in Osceola, but we go against New Richmond, River Falls, and St. Croix Falls.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So there's three middle border teams, us, Osceola, and Central, and then there's three non-middle border teams. So then the three middle border teams scrimmage the three non. You look at River Falls and Richmond, those are two really big schools that have been very competitive in the Big Rivers. And Richmond went in the league last year, not too long ago. River Falls was a level three or level four team, so they're a very good program. Coach Scherz does a good job there. And St. Croix Falls, they've been really good too. So they, those are three really, really good scrimmages that help you get ready for, for that Northwestern game. So goal for that is just to get out healthy, get some things on tape, and continue to learn and get better, and then, move on to week one.
Coach Jordan Hansen, the head coach of the Prescott Cardinals football team, good to chat with you again, as always, and looking forward to chatting with you as the season rolls along.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on the Coach's Show on KDWA.